Parents for Student Safety Employment Standards, or PASSES as it's called, formed 10 years ago after a Michigan teen died while inhaling toxic fumes. He was cleaning a vat at a radiator manufacturing plant. In Wisconsin, there are rules against teens working in confined spaces where ventilation may be poor. It's one of a long list of hazardous jobs that teens cannot hold. No carnival work, no cooking without adult supervision, and no delivery driving are just a few examples. Occasional daytime driving is permitted for those over 17, but they're not supposed to be on the road for long periods or more than twice a day. David Barkholz is with PASSES, a nonprofit group organized by parents promoting safety for young workers across the nation.
So kids that go out and deliver pizzas and groceries, they're doing that illegally, and that happens to be the leading cause of teen death.
The safety seminars being held in Madison schools for student workers are sponsored by Klein Insurance Group. Commercial account specialist Louis Marino says his agency has not gotten a large number of worker compensation claims from the parents of teens, but companies and those who insure them want to prevent costly injuries.
All employers now are very concerned about their workers' comp because once you lose a person to an injury, it takes a long time for the person to come back.
Statistics from the National Occupational Safety and Health Administration indicate the most dangerous place to work in Wisconsin is on a farm. There have been 14 deaths related to agricultural work since 1999. However, Wisconsin does not regulate family farms like it does commercial businesses. OSHA reports the second most hazardous job for Wisconsin teens is delivering newspapers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.